Want to welcome to Kate Radio Harrison Kates, who will be at the helm for the boys basketball team in the 2021-2022 season. And Harrison, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Now, Harrison, before we talk about you being the new head coach and your philosophy going into the job, talk about yourself. Did you play basketball in high school? Where are you from, and how'd you end up in Albert Lea?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a North Dakota kid, born and raised. Was raised about 45 minutes from Fargo, and I was a four-sport athlete in high school. So I played basketball, baseball, and then I ran track and cross country as well. I went to college for health and phy ed. That's what brought me here. I teach phy ed over at Halverson Elementary, and I love my job. And since being here, I've had a lot of opportunities to coach, so I've had a good time so far.
And how long have you been in Albert Lea?
I just finished my first year of teaching, so I'll be on year number two.
So this is a good way to start year number two. The head coach, the Albert Lea boys basketball team. Talk about your previous coaching experience.
Yeah, when I was in college, I was fortunate enough to be a varsity assistant coach for basketball at my high school, so I did that for 3 years. And then when I came here, I had a lot of coaching opportunities. So I coached junior high football in the fall, and then I was the freshman boys A and B coach in the winter, and then I'm also the assistant varsity coach in the spring. So I coached all year round this year, and I coached AAU basketball this summer, and I finally have a little time off.
So in the year plus you've been here in Albert Lea, you talked about all the different coaching you've done. That's been a good chance for you to get to know these boys that you're going to be working with this season.
Absolutely, it is.
And Harrison, when the job came up, was this a no-brainer for you to apply for the job?
Yeah, it's always something I wanted to do. And like you said, knowing these boys, it was something that I felt like I already kind of had a head start on. So it's always been a dream to coach basketball, and now it's finally here.
Harrison Kates, the new head coach, the Albert Lea boys basketball team here on Kate Radio at 121. And Harrison, let's break down, I don't want to say X's and O's, but let's talk about your philosophy. If you had to explain, okay, Coach Kates is in charge, this is what he believes in, this is his philosophies with the program, what would be the best way to describe that?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely a character guy. You know, hard work is always going to be what we strive to do. And as you know, we're in a very good conference in the Big Nine. So we might get out-talented sometimes, but we're always going to try and outwork our opponent. And I think that's going to push us forward in the right direction going forward.
Now, have you got a chance, and I suppose this is just a brand new thing, so I shouldn't get that far ahead, but I'm assuming working with the youth programs in Albert Lea is probably important to you as well.
Oh, absolutely. It is. I think building a program, building a culture moving forward, you have to go with your youth as well.
Now, Harrison, when it comes to on-the-court philosophy, defense, offense, run and gun, you know, what are your thoughts going into the season?
Yeah, run and gun is kind of the way everyone plays now, and it's fun, and everyone likes to go score 80, 90 points. But being in the conference we're in with the athletes we have, I think for us our best thing is to slow the ball down and create limit possessions and create as few as possible, because there's no shot clock in Minnesota, so we have a great opportunity to slow the ball down and get the shot we want.
Did you have a shot clock back in North Dakota?
We did, yeah. So when I played, we did have a 35-second shot clock.
So let me get your thoughts. Shot clock or no shot clock in high school, if you were the guy in charge and they said, Harrison, Minnesota, yes or no for a shot clock, what would your vote be?
You know, I think Albert Lea will benefit, and our program will benefit from not having a shot clock. So I'm going to say it's good for us, but as a player, I loved having one. So I kind of lean on both sides.
Again, Harrison Kates, new head coach, Albert Lea boys basketball team. The announcement coming out earlier this week is his second year of teaching here in Albert Lea, and now the head guy of the boys program. And Harrison, when it comes to, you know, kids that are out there at any level that maybe would have interest in basketball and they're not sure, you know, maybe I should try it, or they stop playing basketball and we want to encourage them to get back out. You know, I'll give you 30 seconds. For young boys out there, tell them why joining the Albert Lea basketball program at any level is a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. Not only are you gonna make positive relationships both with your peers and with staff and adults, it's fun. And going out there and making those relationships and playing sports, it teaches you a lot more than just basketball. So, and that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to make those connections and better these boys going forward. So I would tell any kid, you know, big, small, short, tall, whoever you are, just try it, see if you like it, and I think you will.
I'm a big hoops guy. So young men, if you're out there looking for a sport to play during the winter, again, they're all great, but I'm a big-time hoops guy. Again, Harrison Kaintz, the head coach, the Albert Lea boys basketball team, new head coach. Harrison, congratulations on the new position. Look forward to working with you, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.